Here we go.
I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass.
Loud noises!
I know kung fu.
This is madness!
Where are you?
Hello, 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 boys and girls, and welcome to another edition of Real Talk, a.k.a. RT, with an exclamation point. This week, we only promise to screw up 100% of the news that you hear from us first. I am Jeremy.
And I'm Doug.
And I'm Kevin.
And together, we are the three amigos. Minus the horses, the guns, the outfits, and the cool one-liners.
Yeah.
So, be sure to check us out on Stitcher. All of our content is available there. Please go there, like us, review us, all that good stuff. We're also on iTunes. You can download all of our episodes, subscribe to us. Follow us on Twitter at Real Talk Film. Also at, what's that little thing called? It's like, it's a face and... It's for a book. It's a book of faces.
Book of faces.
I think it's called the Book of Faces. Maybe Facebook. You can find us there at Real Talk Film as well. So,
yay! Hey, you know what you said last week?
What?
And I'm gonna hold you to it. Last week you said if they went and left us like a really great review on iTunes or Stitcher, that you would gift them Titanfall.
Mm-hmm. I was there for that.
You said that, so
I'm sorry.
You need to hold to it.
I'm sorry. What? Did somebody do that?
I don't know. You tell me. I'm just letting you know that you said if someone left a really
No, that was last week.
Okay.
This is a new week.
Did someone do it during the week? Did anyone?
I didn't see anything pop up in my inbox.
We'll see. You may have to eat those words.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Well, that's some crappy news on my end. Now I'm going to have to go stand on the street corner.
Do what?
I'm going to have to stand on the street corner now.
Yeah. Work it, girl.
Work it. Anyways, this week we've got some pretty heavy news to cover. A cat gets stuck in a tree. Superman takes a stand. Takes the stand. for his 2 million deaths caused by collapsed buildings. And Doug may grow a heart. So that's...
Probably not, though. Let's be serious.
Come on,
that's our show.
Alert.
That's our show this week. I'm gonna hand the mic over a little bit before we jump into the news. I wanted Doug to cover something that he experienced earlier in the week, and I don't want to go too deep into it, and I don't want to get too graphic or anything like that. But I think it's important for us to kind of just cover it a little bit about what happened, because it's important for us to kind of alert other communities that may have issues like this, and kind of just tell people, hey, it's okay to take a stand or to speak out if things like this are happening. So, Doug, yeah. I go ahead and take it away.
All right. It's really hard to kind of
summarize
what's been going on. A couple of weeks ago, some girls came forward regarding some YouTubers that they're pretty popular. They do a lot of music and stuff. And originally these girls came forward and they were like, you know, I was underage. They were feeding me alcohol. Stuff shouldn't have happened, right? This is like on Tumblr, and you know, so the people obviously have to respond, and they're like, you know, it's true, I apologize, blah blah blah. Well, that just kind of spread like wildfire. Like, it started with like a couple of guys that I don't know, and then all these other like popular kind of YouTube girls started coming out about their relationships with other like YouTube quote unquote celebrities, and then there were some that I did know that I actually played shows with and toured with and, you know, made music with. And some of them, not too surprising, because you kind of know these guys and they're just a bunch of quote unquote rock stars and, you know, players or whatever. But then you do find out that, you know, some of these girls were 16, you know, when stuff started happening, and they were 25, 26. And so, you know, it's disappointing and it sucks. And one of them hasn't said anything publicly yet, probably because he's been advised by legal counsel not to, because that's what he's been accused of is illegal. But I don't know. It's been kind of rough to see some of these people that I've known for years. I'm going to say it's rough to see them go through it, because that kind of shifts the focus away from like these girls that had to go through this. Like, that's, it's terrible. It's bullshit and it's sickening. but at the same time, again, these are people that I've known for years and have been friends with. So, and again, it's I feel shitty because I feel almost guilty for not seeing what was happening when I was hanging out with them and stuff. But I guess things to look out for in other communities and stuff is that, especially in the YouTube community, as well as kind of just like the offspring of that, the Doctor Who, Harry Potter, all those communities that kind of come together in the YouTube world, is that they've managed to raise these people who are just normal YouTubers, normal people that make music and videos and stuff online. They've raised them up to this like celebrity status, and then you have like these young impressionable girls that don't see the difference, that this is just a person behind a camera in their bedroom, and they don't really know them, and they shouldn't like throw themselves at them. They're not really celebrities. I mean, yeah, they may make money off their videos and stuff, but you know, they're not really worth at some point they're not really worth that amount of dedication and stuff. It's hard to say because,
well, I mean, you have to point out the most important thing here is a lot of people who do come up with these communities is you know, the kind of people who are introverted. I know a lot of fans who are kind of geeky and nerdy do have that introverted side to them, and they feel close to other people who share that same interest.
Exactly. And you see that they see these YouTubers that are into Doctor Who and into, you know, Joss Whedon and stuff like Angel, or you know, all that stuff, and these videos are really personal. I mean, you feel like the person's talking to you, and so a lot of these, the younger audience, which they feel like they know them just by watching their videos, and they kind of idolize them, and that has led to some bad behavior on these adults that should know better. And again, that's the part that's like really sickening. Is again, just you're like, dude, you're 25. Like, yeah. I mean, you're like 30 something now. Like, come on. And there's been some. Another one of my friends that came out and spoke out about against one of the guys. His wasn't necessarily sexual entirely, but it was a lot of just manipulation and stuff, and using her because they made some music and stuff, and just using her to kind of gain more followers on YouTube and stuff, and then like not paying her for the album and stuff. Yeah. And I knew about all that. I've been saying this guy's been a douche since day one. So that one I was kind of rejoicing that this stuff was coming out, because I was like, finally the world agrees with me, because I was kind of alone on it, because he has this huge following. And I don't know, it's just something, just gotta stay accountable with these people. I mean, they are not,
and if you're young,
if they are celebrities, they are not above the law, right. They need to be held accountable for their actions. I mean, these are, again, a lot of their fans are young teenage girls, 15, 16 years old.
And if you are one of those,
easy when they're being, these girls are throwing themselves at him, but I don't know. So if you're a YouTuber, just be smart. Don't be a fucking dumbass.
And if you're a fan and you're one of those 15, 16 year olds and something like this does happen, don't be afraid to speak out and to tell people and be open. Don't put these guys on a pedestal. Don't put the, I mean, it can be in reverse as well. Girls can be manipulative as well.
Sure. I mean, I know it's not completely one-sided, like in entirety, but I mean, it does seem to happen.
Right. But just watch yourselves. We don't want to focus too much on the negative stuff that has happened, because it's already been said before, and there's stuff still going on, obviously. So, but we just want to say,
don't want to name names particularly. Right. Again, with one of them, it could be legal. There could be legal stuff going on behind the scenes that we don't know about yet, because there could be lawsuits going on that we don't know about.
So we just want to say, protect yourselves.
Yeah, just want to stand in support of the women that have come out and said what's been going on with them, and we sympathize and all that stuff. If you want to know more, just get on Tumblr, man. The Tumblr community has been amazing for this. Really, a lot of support and stuff coming out. It's been cool to see that aspect, even though it's been a really shitty situation. So that really bummed me out. This like last week mostly. It's kind of died down the past week, but it's still kind of, I don't know. It was rough. I was really having a hard time with it last week, especially since, again, I know two of the guys that were
doing it.
Posted about,
involved.
Well, involved, yeah. Let's try to make you happy.
Let's do it, please.
By trying to talk about a little bit of movie news.
All right.
Oh, before we get into it.
Oh, my God.
I just want to say that we're going to change. We're not going to do it this week because we talked about it just recently here in the last day or two about changing a couple things on the show, just freshening them up a little bit. we are going to change a little bit of the final two segments that we have, which is called Pitch It. And what are you watching and playing? Pitch It, we're also going to... you may get some Pitch Its in there, but we're also going to add something because Pitch Its can become kind of stale, and we want to make them exciting. So we may have all seen a movie or played a game, and we all share the same view, and we all may get together one week and just say, okay, well, this is what I would have done. So it's going to be a hybrid of the two. Some weeks you'll get Pitch It, some weeks you'll get what I would have done. And then what are you watching? We're still playing with the format a little bit, but I think what we're going to do is we're gonna turn that into maybe, you know, instead of doing an entire list and having you guys just be like, oh my god,
what a boring week you lived.
Yeah. We may do one of two things. We may do a top three list of things that you've watched, or make it more of a suggestion a suggestion area where we say, hey, this is the few things that I've been playing, and this is what you should be doing as well. And kind of giving a little more content behind just saying this is what I've been watching, but actually put a little stuff behind it, but a little content. But without further ado, let's get into some movie news.
Let's do it.
It's the most spectacular, magnificent, and important news you'll hear all day. Or not.
No, that's true. That's true. Pee-wee Herman.
Pee-wee.
When I say that, do you guys get excited?
I always get excited when I hear Pee-wee.
No. Pee-wee Herman.
Oh, I gotta go.
Well, Pee-wee Herman is getting a new movie.
Yes.
And guess who is attached to produce?
Only the greatest movie comedy producer of all time.
Judd Apatow.
Good stuff. I like Judd.
I do too. He's got his name attached to some phenomenal movies of the past like, mm-hmm. 10 years, man.
He does.
So we're pretty close. Here's the quote. We've kicked around a couple of titles. Pee-wee Takes a Holiday. That was one of them. but we have a great script that he wrote with a friend of mine, Paul Rust. And I think we're probably going to get to do that soon. So even though soon is a vague word, I think we're obviously going to see it sooner than later.
I hope we can get Lawrence Fishburne back as the cowboy. Fantastic.
I never knew he was the cowboy.
That was like one of his first things. He was
like one of his first roles, from the old show. And then, you know, the first movie was one of Tim Burton's first movies. I mean, it was...
Yes.
Pee-wee's Big Adventure was like seriously one of his first movies.
And you can see the influence there of his work.
You were talking about a great movie though. Man. Mm-hmm. Oh, so funny.
I just remember being a kid and I was like, why are some of these scenes so freaking scary? And I grew up, I was like, Tim Burton.
Yeah, really dark. Like the semi truck driver. Kind of crazy. Mm-hmm. And then, like, the dinosaurs coming to that whole thing. Man, totally Tim Burton, but as a kid, yeah, totally. Like, why, Mommy? Why?
Well, I am looking forward to that, so be on the lookout. Fox also, this week, they dropped a couple bombs, man. They said they have a mysterious Marvel movie that will be coming to theaters July 13th. 2018, which is kind of, you know, it's kind of far away.
4 years away.
And an untitled Ridley Scott film in 2016. So far the rumors are we're either going to see a Deadpool movie, an X-Force, or a X-Men Fantastic Four crossover.
Which kind of makes the most sense, unless they kind of go the Marvel route and start releasing multiple movies a year, but they've done that before and they were crap.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So we already have a, they've already announced sequels to the Wolverine, and we have they've announced a sequel to the Fantastic Four reboot. That's crazy. Like, how is
that? Kind of cocky.
Yeah, that is kind of. All of these companies are getting really cocky now. You know, they're just like, all right, well, Lego Movie was greenlit before it even hit theaters. I guess that their data, whatever data model they're using to judge how much a movie's going to make. And I've read this before. Who was it? I think it was, Kevin Smith. He went in to pitch a movie, and they had all these accountants there, and all these accountants did all this number crunching, and they what movie was it? It was the movie that they did with Bruce Willis. What was it? Buddy cop movie.
Oh,
you know what I'm talking about?
Just don't give it a name. It's just going to make it more popular again.
Probably Cop Out.
Cop Out. That's what
cop
it is. Cop Out.
Yeah, there you go. Say it three times. He's going to show up in your house.
wait. Kevin Smith or Bruce Willis?
Bruce Willis.
Tracy Morgan's going to show up.
Tracy Morgan.
Was Tracy Morgan in that movie? I feel like it was.
Yeah. So they did this whole thing, and they said, this is how much money you're going to make in the first week. This is how much you're going to say. And then he was like, no, there's no way. And then it ended up doing it. And so they have this amazing system where they can pretty much predict how a movie's going to track, and so I guess that they're doing that with this. I mean I don't know how, but whatever.
Yeah, that's. I mean, you have no idea how can you possibly know?
You haven't
how the
even
new Fantastic
announced,
Four movie's going to do.
You haven't even announced the entire cast.
Yeah, that
officially.
I don't even. Who's directing it? I mean, like who? All that stuff matters. I mean, maybe there are. Maybe they are using like those numbers from like, well, this person was in this and it did that well, and this director did this and it did that well.
Yeah,
but I don't know. I mean, that's just cocky. But then again, we have seen other movies where it's been like, oh, this person signed on to do six of these movies, and then they've never made a sequel because the first one did so terrible. So this could be the same thing. We're like, oh yeah, we're totally doing a second one.
Yeah,
and then
And they might, they probably will, but the first one, you know, it could suck, and they could say, no, we were wrong, we lost money on it, screw it.
Green Lantern, anyone?
Ooh. Exactly.
Ooh. I don't want to bring
still
that
time.
Up.
It wasn't a too terrible soon? Movie, but I mean, obviously it wasn't a hit, so they're not going to make another one. Ryan Reynolds is out another superhero role.
For real, can he catch a break? I think that he really deserves to be a superhero.
He deserves to be Deadpool. He did a fantastic job as Wade Wilson. Like he deserves to be Deadpool. Like the actual Deadpool, not the weird Baraka one they had from Wolverine.
Yeah, for real. Whose idea was that? Why didn't they get fired?
They did. He knows that they didn't. I don't think they've made another movie.
Yeah.
And no, he still talks about making a Deadpool movie. So hopefully
he's into it. He's just, you know, he'll either say it's either, you know, he said it's on, then it's off, then it's on, it's off. But he's excited for it, and he'll do it. I mean, well, what else has he got going on these days?
Whoa, he just made a baby.
Oh, there you go.
So I'd let him make a baby in me
again.
Second time. So David Fincher. Let's move on to the next story. David Fincher wants Christian Bale to play Steve Jobs in his epic Steve Jobs biopic.
Didn't they already do that with Kelso from the 70s show?
Yeah, but this one, that
I'm
one was
Steve
like
Jobs.
An, that one was I'm, that one was an
they
unofficial
had that
kind of thing
going on.
So, but this one has actually got the support of Waz. He's an actual I think he's advising on the film, and this one's going to cover three of the major announcements that Steve Jobs has done. Kind of, you see kind of behind the scenes of what's happened and how much that he stressed over each detail and each line in his speeches when he's delivered them and stuff like that. So
I don't know how I feel about Bale being him. I like him, but I don't know. I just don't see it.
Yeah, but never know. Never say.
However, this is Aaron Sorkin is the guy that's written the script, and you know he did West Wing, he did The Newsroom, amongst many other things. So he's a phenomenal writer, and I'm sure whoever they decide to go with the movie is gonna be awesome. But I'm a little standoffish with Christian Bale. I again love him, but I love Steve Jobs, and I just don't know.
I don't know. I mean, is Bill Gates going to get this much attention when he dies? I mean, I don't think we can see a biopic.
Sure. Oh,
you
yeah.
Think so?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Really? I'm not interested in any of these. I don't know what it is.
Did you watch?
I love technology. I think Steve Jobs did a fantastic job. Bill Gates. But it's like, what are you going to talk about the whole movie? Just corruption, unless, you know.
Well, yeah, but that's the great thing about Steve Jobs is that, like, well, he completely turned, the Apple and Macs and stuff around. He was a dick. He was a giant asshole. He fucked everyone over.
Oh.
And that's who Doug models his life after.
For it.
Doug models his life after him.
Oh, absolutely. He's a phenomenal role model, man. Just like an aim for the stars and shit everyone below you. So that's why I have an apple tattoo.
I think he was in his later life, he probably calmed down a little bit, but
yeah, that's when he became Zen. That's why he ended up dying, because he was like, I'm a hippie. See, and I don't believe in real medicine.
He should have just been an asshole. Yeah.
He's a huge innovator, and he was great at what he did. He could definitely see the future, and he did not. I mean, listen, let's all get one thing straight. He did not invent the iPhone. Of course, he just envisioned what was going to happen in the future. Somebody else on his design team designed the damn thing, and so, but he definitely was a visionary, and he could see where the curve was going, where the puck was going.
He was also just a really good salesman.
Oh yeah,
because this dude made us believe that we needed this stuff.
Oh yeah, his marketing mind is incredible. I have his biography that was written, still sitting on my shelf, and I have yet to crack it open and read it.
Oh man, the one by Isaac something.
Yeah, that's what I have.
Yeah, I have it too. I've read about a third of it because it's huge, man. I mean, it is an undertaking.
It's a beast.
But even in this one, I mean, you see, like, oh man, you know, like he was like kind of a good guy, and man, but he did some very questionable things regarding, like, in the early like 70s and stuff, when they really started building these computers and stuff, and it's like, oh well, you technically don't own the rights to that yet because you haven't patented yet, so it's mine.
Yeah, isn't that crazy? And he didn't pay people. He, like, you know, the people who helped just build the company, he was just like, nah, they don't get stock.
Yeah. Oh, he did the same thing to Wozniak, where he was like, oh man, hey, these guys need me to some chip. I forget what he had to do, but it's like, oh, I need to do this. Can you help me? And so Wozniak did almost all the work. He's like, oh yeah, they're only paying me like $500, so here's your $300 share for helping. Yeah. When really they paid him like $1,500.
Yeah, but Woz didn't care.
He didn't care. Oh, he didn't know. He didn't know until years later.
Yeah, but he got paid anyways.
No, I mean,
he's still making money off of that. Anyways, we're getting into tech talk.
Sorry. But point being, Christian Bale, love him. Not so sure I feel about this role.
I'm pretty sure 100% that you're going to like who's going to be in the next role as director for the Ghostbusters movie.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh. Ghostbusters 3 has Phil Lord and Chris Miller eyed to direct. Who are they, you may ask? You may know them from such films as 21 Jump Street and The Lego Movie.
Oh, yes.
They directed
it. Fantastic.
Incredible.
That would be great.
I hope this happens. I hope that they really... I really hope that they make this and get it going. It's supposed to probably come out at some time in the year 2084. that's the trajectory.
It's just, yeah, it's just gonna be CG. Like, none of the original actors are gonna be allowed to be in it, so it's just gonna be CG.
All CG.
I mean, the only ones left are like Dan Aykroyd and Ernie Hudson.
Oh my
god, that want to do it.
That want to do it. Yeah, that's true. But we have some quick news we'll run through, because we had a lot of show still that we haven't gone through. So let's run through these real quick. George R.R. Martin says that the Game of Thrones movie could tie things up, because we are ending after 8 seasons of Game of Thrones. So there's a lot more content going on, and he believes that a 2-hour movie with a $100 million budget would make this thing happen.
It'd be awesome.
So look out for that.
I fully support that.
Star Wars Episode 7 will take place 30 years after the Return of the Jedi.
Yeah, which is exactly what we said.
No,
that's not real news here. I mean, like, that's duh.
I know.
Duh.
Terminator Genesis has the same feel as Terminator 2, says Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Oh, no. And I love Arnold, but don't do that to me. Terminator 2 is my favorite. Don't say that, Arnold. He also said Terminator 3 was going to be the best one out of the series. Come on.
And Marvel Studios might eventually release 3 or 4 movies per year.
They're guitar heroing the franchise.
Good night. Goodness, man, that'd be I mean, hey, that'd be incredible, though, because I love these films, so.
And so does the rest of the world.
If they can keep the quality up, I mean, if they can do it, I mean, it's going to be fantastic, but the thing is, I mean, it's just keeping that quality.
Nothing
I mean, they're going to have to cut some corners if they're going to be making so many films.
Yeah, and at what point, like, who do you start, like, what movies do you start making? I know they have, like, a ton of characters, obviously, but at the same time, different studios have big names like Spider-Man and the Fantastic Four right. and X-Men and stuff. So
this Guardians of the Galaxy is going to show you exactly how a B-level character rises to the top. If it works, they're going to go full steam ahead with it. If it fails, they'll probably not release four movies a year.
Yeah. But we'll see. I mean, of course, but you also got to think they're doing stuff for Netflix too. So they've got like Daredevil and his team mm-hmm. going to Netflix. So it's like, well, okay, they're not going to be making, they may make movies about them, but for right now they're doing that. Of course, but then you've got Iron Man, the Hulk, Captain America.
Yeah, you got a lot
they
of
could
content.
Do Black Widow. Not Black. No. Yeah. Right. Okay.
Yeah, you got it.
Okay. Sorry. Like just went to Spider-Man for a second. Was like, wait a minute. What's that her name?
Scarlet Spider.
Scarlet, yeah, Scarlet. So, I'm excited for that. I think it could work. And that's it for the movie news. Lots of it.
Well,
but we have the top box office coming up next. Yep. After this commercial break, just kidding. So, coming at number 5 is 300 Rise of an Empire, making $8.5 million for a total of $93.6 million in its 3 weeks. So, that made money.
Yeah.
Number 4 is God's Not Dead, making $9.2 million.
I don't think I've even heard of that. What is
yeah.
that?
That is a... It's a Christian film based on a... They pretty much take a kid takes a college course, and the professor proclaims... as soon as they walk in, that all the kids say, write down three words, which is God's dead or something like God is dead. And so then this one kid stands up and says, you're wrong. I can't do that. And then the whole movie is the process of putting God on trial and proving if he exists or not. So,
okay.
Number 3 is Mr. Peabody and Sherman, making $11.8 million for a total of $81.1 million in 3 weeks. Number 2 is very disappointing, Muppets Most Wanted, only bringing in $17 million. I expected this to take number 1.
Yeah, I think it's because it came out against this next movie.
And I think that I did not expect the number 1 movie to be the number 1 movie. Number 1 is Divergent, making $54.6 million in its first week, proving that women leading roles will make money. So keep them coming.
Yep. And also this like dystopian society shit sells.
Oh, yeah.
People fucking love their Hunger Games.
Yeah. I was going to say it started with like Twilight, now and then it was Hunger Games, and now it's this. I mean, it's teen novels are making a killing.
Oh, let's just say it, this started novel. With Harry Potter.
I wouldn't call Harry Potter a teen novel though.
It was a teen, I would say it was a young adult. That's the thing I'm going to say. Young adult. And that's what these books all have been is young adult. And I think that maybe they're not on the same level because I think Harry Potter has amazing writing. And these movies, the movies like Twilight is just crap writing, I think. But then you come back to the Hunger Games, which comes back. I mean, excellent writing in that. Mm-hmm. And then this one, I didn't read the book, so I don't know. So I can't comment on Divergent.
I've heard some people talk about it, and they said that they like enjoyed the book, but then the ending really sucked. But I mean, the movie apparently is terrible. It has a 40% on Rotten Tomatoes, and like it's gone up. I mean, it like Friday night, it was at a 24.
Oh boy!
Yeah.
So I think this is a movie that we may see. Yeah, it may do well the first few weeks. But I have a feeling that like the Muppets may kind of ride it out a little longer.
I hope so. I hope the Muppets build steam.
Yeah, I mean, when we saw it on Sunday afternoon, it was packed. It was like almost nearly sold out. I mean, there was.
Did you bring a kid with you? Did you bring a kid with you so that way it seemed like it was legit?
It's the Muppets. You don't need a fucking kid.
Whoa! I wish I had a dump button because I would dump that potty mouth of yours.
Tonight. But no, seriously, it's not like I went and saw the Smurfs or something, some like obviously little kid movie. The Muppets are for everyone.
That's true. I'll give it to you. That's true. Well, without further ado, favorite time of the week has come where Doug gets forced to say things that I write.
Yeah,
it's your voiceovers with Doug.
Your favorite part.
Voiceover audition.
Are you guys I always get excited for this. I know. So this week, Doug is looking to take a job with a new sitcom coming out called Roddy the Rapping Kangaroo. Roddy rhymes.
Roddy.
Rowdy. I wrote the damn thing.
It almost looks like Rhodey.
Rhodey. We'll name him Rhodey.
All right.
So this take two. This week, Doug is looking to take on a new job. Damn it.
Oh, my gosh. Can you get through this? Do I need to read it for you?
No, I got it. I'm good. Stay tuned if you're watching, because we're going to give away free games. So just make it through this nonsense, please. This week, Doug is looking to take a job on a new sitcom coming out called... What are we naming him?
Rhodey.
Rhodey the Rapping Kangaroo. Rhodey rhymes everything he says. Doug will be trying out the lead role as Rhodey, and Kevin will play his upbeat 10-year-old best friend, Sam.
Do I have to do an Australian accent because he's a kangaroo?
I'm doing Rhodey, so I have to do the Australian accent.
Okay, I'll just be a regular, normal
10-year-old
kid.
Okay, so this show will be on WB Kids, so let's remember to keep it clean. Okay, gentlemen?
Yeah.
You wrote the script.
Spoilers, not to give anything away, but I've read the script.
Unless he goes in like NWA.
All right, who's
straight
ready
out of
for
Melbourne.
This? You guys ready?
Ugh. That's how I say yes when I don't.
Doug, remember. You ready? All right. All right. Has anyone seen Rhodey? I've been looking for him everywhere.
Oh snap, Sam! I've been here all day. I've been waiting outside for you to come and play.
Oh, Rhodey, why didn't you just come get me?
Hold on. Because Rhodey's be getting down on the swing set, taking money from these kids when we bet.
Rhodey, you know you're not supposed to be gambling. Remember what happened last time?
The man can't hold me back. You should know that, Jack. Had 2 years upstate, never penetrated by no inmate.
Yeah, we all know the story.
Sam, I know you don't want me to call you Pam. I'm trying to teach you to be the man. God. We ain't about being no bitch. We turn sure and ain't no snitch. We damn sure and ain't no... Wait, this is... Hold on. And this doesn't make verbally does not make sense.
Stay in character.
Damn sure and don't snitch. So if you tell your mom what I'm about to do, I'll go all Hellraiser and Kung Fu on you.
Okay, fine. I won't say anything. I promise. Want to play ball with me, Rhodey?
Get this sissy shit out of my face. Take your little ass out of this place. Rhodey about to win big. I don't have to be on this damn show no more.
You didn't rhyme your last words, Rhodey. Oh, no. Are you drunk again?
If I had a belt, I'd beat your little white ass. Get your Nickelodeon and have an ass out of here so Daddy can win some money and get with them naked bitches. Oh, I mean honeys.
Good old Rhodey. See you at home.
Hey, Sam, my man, why don't you hold my 9mm rounds for me?
Sure, Rhodey, anything for you.
Oh, you don't have a drop for this. I thought you were going to have a sound effect here. Essentially, yeah.
Yeah, keep dim rounds safe in your chest. That's what I think is best.
Later that day, Rhodey returns home.
Hey, Miss Wilds, you're looking mighty fine with your big ass today.
Rhodey, what's gotten into you? Where's Sam, you sweet, silly, sweet kangaroo?
Oh, don't worry. He ain't coming home for a long-ass time. We've got all night for me to be knocking them boots. I've been waiting for this for a long time, girl.
Rhodey, stop it!
Enter police. They start yelling at Rhodey, God, go to jail. The end.
Oh,
wow.
So not only did I not get the role, but WV is not picking up this show.
Oh my god, I
but Comedy Central is a maybe.
I'm so sorry. I lose it every time.
You... Wow, that was interesting.
What do you guys think?
I think I should start reading the script before I do it next time.
I read it at work today and was just like, oh no. Oh no, the words that I have to say. what did you say? You were like, oh my gosh. I was like, this is dark. And you're like, it's not dark. And I was like, there is implied rape.
And then I was like,
kangaroo raping a mom.
I was like, no. As long as Kevin reads it the right way, it's all just funny.
Yeah. The whole sitcom, like, oh, you silly kangaroo. Like, no, I just killed your son.
Yeah. Now we can knock boots.
Now I can knock boots with you.
Damn boots.
I've been waiting all night for this, girl.
Oh, man.
Oh. I bet you Kevin's really regretting his decision.
Yeah, man, I wish I wasn't on this show.
Joining this show.
Oh, no, I'm having fun.
All right, so since we had some good times with that, I think we should give away some games.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Who wants games?
Who wants the games? We are going to give away the Grand Theft Auto Collection on Steam.
Yeah, on Steam.
What does that entail?
That is Grand Theft Auto 3, Grand Theft Auto San Andreas, Vice City, Grand Theft Auto 4, and Grand Theft Auto Liberty City Stories.
So that's pretty much GTA 5.
Yeah, I mean, it's almost all of the good ones except for 5.
You heard that here. We're giving away GTA 5.
Games.
On PC.
On Steam. All right, so what do they got to do to win? Well, that's simple. Kevin, take it away.
Tell us, give us your most, so I'm sure a lot of you people have played Grand Theft Auto. Give us your most hilarious, crazy, outrageous moments. Tweet us those moments in your GTA experience. Best one wins.
That's right. You can hit us up on Twitter or Facebook. I wanted to see how Kevin did under pressure. He handled himself well.
Yeah, I did better than I would have done. I would be like,
And the mama loves the daddy, and then a stork comes.
unless that stork brings Rowdy.
Kangaroo baby?
Yeah. Oh, snap, I got a kid.
Rowdy should have pulled out.
Yeah, I'm out of here.
Oh, that's the sequel. Sam comes back by way of stork.
Oh, gosh.
Ra's al Ghul bring back.
Yeah.
I think we should start. At some point, I'm going to start writing little sequels to these. So that way you can revisit the characters.
Yeah, I mean, that's another thing. If you've listened to the show and you like some of these characters, let us know, because then maybe we'll bring them back for.
Yeah. I mean, you got to. Mm-hmm. If you really like that segment, I've really put some hard work into those, at least 10 to 15 minutes on those scripts.
Yeah, because I think the rat from the Ratatouille one, I think
was a good one.
He needs to come back.
He was really good. He was really good. Can't bring him back too soon. You gotta make people wait it out.
Yeah. Anyways, we got to bet. If you want to win the game, tweet us. We're gonna announce the winner on Wednesday. So you have until Wednesday to tweet us and let us know some of your crazy GTA experiences.
Your craziest experience, yeah.
Craziest thing.
Craziest thing in game wins throughout the entire history. Even if it happened in GTA 5, let us know. And if you can link us, if you actually have video of it or anything, that'd be cool too.
Yeah. Yeah.
So. Anyways, speaking of games, let's talk a little bit about games, shall we?
Let's do it.
All right. So EA is set to publish the Titanfall sequel. They officially have a hit on their hands. EA has been waiting for a first-person shooter to come along that is a heavy hitter like the Call of Duty series. They've tried to make it on their own, of course, with their realistic shooter Battlefield, but it hasn't quite done the same. But Respawn Entertainment has went ahead and created a gem here, and EA has already signed up to publish it. But here's the good news. it's not exclusive to the Xbox and PC anymore.
Yes.
The sequel will come out for every system. Ba-boom.
Well, every current system.
Every current system. No, no, no. Even Sega Genesis.
Yes!
So.
Time to bust out the Dreamcast again.
No, no, no.
Oh, gosh.
No, no, no. Dreamcast, not going to happen. I'm sorry. Just Sega Genesis and the NES. So.
8-bit Titanfall? I could dig it.
Oh, that'd be really cool if done right.
Yeah.
That's for real. Kind of like how the Batman is going to the side scroller. It'll be out this spring. I can't wait. On Steam.
Oh, man. Speaking of EA and Batman, I don't know why this just tied it. Did you see the thing I posted on Facebook earlier?
I did, but I couldn't read it, or else I was going to put it into the news.
It was pretty much just a quote from someone in Electronic Arts saying that they want to base the Star Wars games, some of their new Star Wars games that they're going to be coming out with, on kind of like Batman. They said that they've really enjoyed what like Rocksteady and WB have done with Batman, the Batman franchise, and they want to kind of replicate it in a way for their Star Wars series.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah, I mean, we love the Batman games, and so if we could a Star Wars game kind of similar, maybe not like the fighting stuff, but
I can almost guarantee you right now that there is a modder who saw that news and they are hacking their way through Arkham City right now, probably skinning Batman as Boba Fett and adding a jetpack. And letting you go through the city and fight as him. I can almost guarantee you that's happening.
That'd be awesome. Yeah.
So Epic is announcing that their Unreal Engine 4 will come at a sweet price. Instead of paying an outrageous upfront cost, anybody can now have Unreal Engine 4 for the low price of $19 a month. This is not that's a awesome. Dumbed-down version of the engine. It is a full suite of tools and source code of all the Epic's licenses that they have access to. So, but what they do is if you sell a game made with Unreal Engine 4 using this $19 a month system, Epic will take a 5% royalty of gross revenue.
I guess that's not the worst.
Nothing, dude.
But, I mean, I guess if you're making a lot of money, it's not bad. But if you're not making, if you're just kind of
floating by. This is a new trend that's happening, and I think that the free-to-play and the microtransaction system is really, really taking effect even on outside of games. Like, we see this now, and, you know, Adobe has their own subscription model for Photoshop. You're starting to see. And then also Crytek announced that they're doing as well for, I think, $10 or $20 a month as well. So all these big game companies are stepping out and trying to, at least it makes it a little bit better for people who want to make games. So
yeah
cool. I think that's a fantastic idea too for indie developers and for people who can't afford that stuff. I mean, now people can start. It's like when they turned camcorders and like HD camcorders where people could film like their own like pretty decent budget films with like really low budget gear. I mean, that's amazing. That means it gives anyone a chance to make like something amazing and something innovative. I mean, we're tired of all these Call of Duties and all these things that are kind of saturating the market. It's cool to have some new ideas out there with some actual backing to it. I mean, I'm all for that. That's killer.
Yeah, yeah,
it's definitely like on Steam and stuff when you see a lot of these like Gary's mod, for example, that uses kind of was it their like
source
exactly to make people making games out of that. And then you've got games like Stanley Parable and stuff where, again, that's like, I think that was made on top of someone else's code as well, I think, or source. Was it that one?
And, I can't remember.
Gone Home.
Gone Home, yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, we've seen a lot of great games come out of stuff like this. So opening up, especially Unreal Engine.
Now, remember, we're going to get a lot of great games, but we're going to get even more shitty games.
But that's what Steam's for. They let me know which ones are good.
Yeah,
right. I mean, you can pick and choose. You're not, you know, they are forced to buy this stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, look at like when Xbox Live went with their indie games. I mean, yeah, there's amazing games. I remember there was a $1 game called I Made a Game with Zombies.
I remember that. I bought that game.
Yeah, so did I. It was fun. And you know what? And there was a whole bunch of other ones that were like it, but it wasn't as good. But I mean, you're going to get that with every genre, even in big budget games.
Oh, yeah.
There's one game, one out of five games probably sells amazingly while the other ones don't.
This is true. There is some new tech out there. Last week, if you guys remembered, we talked about the Oculus Rift. And we spent a good 10 minutes on it. This is a two-parter story. Oculus Rift, since we talked about it last, they have come out and said that, yes, we have sold out of our initial developer kits because we don't have the parts. But then they officially announced the developer kit part two. So right now on their website, if you want to get in on the action, it's $350 to pre-order the developer kit. And it comes with the new technology and everything. But why do I bring that up, you ask?
Why?
God, you guys are so slow.
Why?
Sony has announced this week that they are getting into the virtual reality headset game. They have announced a Project Morpheus. That's an innovative name, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
This is a pretty much this. It's the same headset that Oculus is making that will work with the PS4. Obviously, Oculus is going to be kind of on the PC side of things, so PS4 will have Project Morpheus. They're working on it. They're saying this is the future and the next innovation of PlayStation. What they don't have right now, which really surprises me, man, it's only a 90-degree field of view. And the Oculus Rift has, like, this incredible, like, 180 degrees. I mean, it's insane. So I'm really surprised that they've limited it. I really hope that they, I really hope that they expand that and make it bigger. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's pretty cool. The headset includes sound rendering mirrors, mirrors the way that our ears for immersive experience that mirrors 60 virtual speakers around the user.
Crazy.
Isn't that crazy? So, anywho, look out for that. That's pretty neat. EA, speaking of publishing. And Microsoft have been nominated for worst company in America.
You want to try that one again?
EA and Microsoft have been nominated for worst company in America.
Bam! There you go. You got it that time.
Yeah,
we've been nominated for the worst podcast.
Oh,
It's
2 years in a row.
2 years in a row. If they had, we have some pretty cool trophies for being the worst, so. It's pretty much just a butt.
Trophies are trophies. Trophy.
Hey, yeah, exactly. I mean.
So, it's called the Toilet Award.
Well.
I would say, I mean, out of the 3 years, because they've won the last 2 years. And this is going up against companies like Bank of America and stuff like that. I mean, it's pretty crazy. This year, I think it's the lesser of the three evils, though. I mean, like, they haven't been terrible. They've done a lot of things. Like, they've taken away their online passes. You know, they're not so much jerks about that. They've made a lot more free-to-play games. Of course, they're kind of pay-to-win, but, you know, it is. The only thing they're getting blamed on is what, Battlefield 4 and Dungeon Keeper?
Battlefield 4 was a giant disaster of a launch. Yeah. And then they still blamed everything on... Not them. It was
on
they,
dice.
Yeah, they're. Oh no, nothing. It's still a great game. It sells really, really well. And it. I don't believe that.
Well, I don't know anything about the launch of that. What happened?
They botched
servers.
It. Like it was.
Oh yeah. Well, that happens. That happens a lot of these big games.
No. You don't understand.
Well, no, this one they were broken. Like, and also there was a game-breaking glitch that in the campaign that it wouldn't save your progress. So you'd go so far into a campaign, next time you go to play it, it's your save is corrupted.
Then there was a scandal of them saying they weren't going to patch. Then they did the patch. Then the patch broke a million things more. I mean, the launch, they were like, they said, I believe, and I'm paraphrasing, and I may be completely making this up, like 100% of the rest of the show. But they said that something like 100%, the first 3 months was their launch window. No, it's not. I'm sorry. And they were like, the launch window, we always have issues and stuff like that, and we get it worked out. They really tried to pretty much save face on it. But for a good 3 to 4 months, this game was broken.
So that's crazy. I mean, it's kind of like this reminds me of Batman or Arkham Origins when it came out, because there's a lot of people that complain about it and how it had game breaking glitches and stuff in it as well. But like, I mean, I didn't have an issue with that game, and I know I have a couple of friends that played Battlefield 4. That's why I asked about it, because they didn't bitch once. In fact, they would not shut up about how awesome it was. And I watched them play a bunch of times, and it was a really good looking game and pretty cool. But I don't know. Is this like on a console side? Is this PC side?
It was
side?
On
like,
both.
Where was...
It was on both sides. Like everything was just everything was broken. And I mean for some users, I mean you're always going to have that the crowd that's like, oh yeah, yeah, that, it's worked fine for me. Like there was like Titanfall had some issues where people couldn't connect. Mm-hmm. I didn't have those issues. It was fine. But Titanfall actually released an update after a week, you know, I mean, after a day, after 2 days to fix it. So, I mean, you're always going to have that, but this was just really, really widespread and it was a big issue. So,
yeah, this was, again, this is why I was just wondering. I had not heard any of this from them, and they're the ones who were very vocal about when games suck. So, again, I can understand how it definitely affects a lot of people and how it won't affect some, and I guess they just, both of them got lucky. Mm-hmm. I know one of them had issues with it crashing, but that was because of his computer wasn't really up to par to play it at the highest resolution. So that's kind of his fault more than the game.
Yeah. Thanks, Obama.
Yeah.
It's true. Well, this week we have a pretty cool pitch it, I think. Since EA has announced, or not EA, has since Epic announced this whole Unreal Engine 4 subscription plan, let's put it to use. Let's pitch a game, and okay. What genre and what's it about? Let's go. Kevin, start.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, lovely. It's weird because lately I've been getting really into pixel-based, like, platformers, you know, just kind of going, like, side-scrolling pixel-based games. Like, I mean, going back to, like, old-school Super Mario Brothers. But I recently played a game called Snapshot that was actually really cool. It had that side-scroller deal, but you had to take pictures of certain things on the screen and use it as a puzzle to get through the rest of the level. I like that idea a lot. I mean, I think if I was using the Unreal Engine, I would just basically pretty it up. I mean, it had some great hand-drawn animation, but as far as, like, you know, doing something crazy, like, you know, do a Gears of War platformer, you know, as far as, like, just the graphics, just really, really detailed, you know.
So you want to do a puzzle game that looks like Gears of War and
like a side scroller, you know,
something different. Okay, all right, Doug, what's the story about?
Oh, Obama.
Okay, so awesome. we have Obama, and so okay, the story's about Obama. I guess my character,
he's the president, right? Obviously,
right, duh. Right. Okay, so okay.
Aliens.
Okay, so Obama is the lead character. Mm-hmm. You're gonna play as Obama, and yep.
Which
he is
got mad hoop skills.
He's allowed to only use a basketball.
Oh God. and
that's his weapon.
The Declaration of Independence.
Yeah, he's got the Declaration of Independence and a basketball. And yeah. The only way to open doors is to find a way to score in a hoop. There's a hoop, and somehow it's blocked all the time, and you have to find ways to unblock the hoop and either slam dunk or shoot a three-pointer. What do you guys think?
With special DLC of Dikembe Mutombo blocking shots.
No, no, no. Not in my house.
No, that's a boss fight.
I just want that. Yeah, I just want that sound bite playing over and over again. No, no, no.
And he's an actual alien. So when you defeat him by scoring the basket, his skin rips off and then you see an alien body. And it's actually Miley Cyrus.
Oh my gosh, it makes sense.
Oh no. So. That plot twist came at you like a wrecking ball.
I know.
Oh! Oh!
Oh, you guys hate me.
Anybody have anything else to add to this game, or is it damn near perfect?
I think it's damn near perfect.
Or you guys just don't want to play anymore.
I don't know. Now that I know that I have to fight Miley Cyrus in the end, I'm kind of
yeah,
out.
That works out, yeah.
She has a foam finger, and she tries to penetrate you with it.
Yeah, she's
oh,
just like...
no. That's her weak spot. You got to shoot her in the tongue.
Yeah, the basketball has to go down her throat.
Oh, well. Hey, she's overage.
Yeah, it's overage. And then the actual basketball goes in her tummy. And then a baby rips out of her stomach after you defeat her with that move, and the baby is actually Joe Biden.
Wow!
Why?
I think Joe approves.
This is awesome. This is a great game. Okay, I can envision it with Gears of War.
I can get behind that.
With those awesome graphics.
Yeah.
It being a puzzle game.
No, I want Gears of War. Okay, here's the thing. The entire setting is in the Gears of War, like, look. It's, like, all, it's just amazing looking.
Gritty.
It's all gritty and stuff, and, like, the graphics are so smooth. But actually, when you see blood ripping out and everything, it's still 8-bit blood. And, like, everything, all this, it just, every move is a sprite. So, and it's just all 8-bit.
Except for Joe Biden. Full 1080p.
Yeah, full 1080p. No, the, all the character models.
I mean, they just videoed, like, just filmed him and then just inserted him into the game.
It's that, remember the last state of address where he was, like, smiling while Obama's being serious? He's like, you know, that's gonna be his face.
Oh, that'd be awesome. Oh. This wonderful broadcast has been brought to you by Fanta.
Don't you want to?
Yeah. And then he takes a drink.
I was gonna say, I like how the silence, you know, it was like a perfect product placement.
Yeah, anyone listening is like, what, did the show end?
Fanta, if you want to send us a case, that is awesome.
Yeah, I'll take a case. I like Fanta Red, please.
This is pretty good.
I like the Fanta Girls, please.
Oh, I'd like a set of those. Can I have a six pack
send
of
me
girls?
A case of women now.
I'll just take the Fanta Red, please. He knows. I'm gonna be realistic here. I'm gonna get the Fanta Red. You guys can get nothing.
Oh.
Fanta STDs.
Fanta. All right, so what are you guys watching?
Are you watching closely?
All right. Like we said, next week we're going to have a kind of a little new format. Keep you guys a little interested towards the end of the show. I've noticed that two people leave around this time, and then we're left with zero listeners, so... All right, so let's go around the room and see what you guys are watching, reading, playing, all that good stuff. Take it away, boys.
Who wants to go first?
Oh my God. Doug. All right, Doug, go.
All right, still playing Fables or Fable, the anniversary edition. It's awesome. Reading, I got a book. I kind of mentioned it last week. I did the Kindle free thing because of Amazon Prime. I got one called The Bird Eater. I finished it today. It was like this horror novel, and it was creepy, and it was good, and it was weird, and it was strange, and it was creepy. I highly recommend, if you don't have Amazon Prime, to get it. It's totally worth the money. If you have a .edu address, you get it like for $30, $40. Something to take advantage of if you have a .edu. It's like a student discount. So
nice.
Do it. It's awesome. Worth it. I got that. I also got Lock and Key Volume 1 for free for signing up for some like comic email thing from Amazon that I don't, you know, I'm just going to delete it. But a free comic book, so why not? And then I saw the Muppet movie this weekend.
Nice.
And it was awesome. Great cameos. Phenomenal music. I think the music in this one was better than the first one, though I think the first one was funnier. This one had a lot of like
don't
British
ruin it for me
cameos. What's that?
Don't ruin this for me.
I'm not. Just a lot of British cameos, so there's some that happen so fast that if you blink you'll literally miss the person. Like James McAvoy is on the screen for like that quick.
They had to pay him too much.
Yeah, he just walks on, walks off. And it's just like my friend literally sitting next to me, it's like right at the beginning of the movie, just completely missed it. But it was so good. It was a lot of fun. It's a great, if you love the Muppets, if you love the last movie, you're gonna love this one. It was great. And then I also watched Mud, which is that Matthew McConaughey movie that came out last year, 2012. Wait, so 2 years ago, I guess technically. Really great. I'm used to not really like Matthew McConaughey, but ever since True Detective and Dallas Buyers Club, he's really turned his like opinion for me, like around, like I love him now. And Mud was a great movie. kind of predictable, but it was still pretty good. So I highly recommend both those movies. And I started Game of Thrones because I want to get caught up before season 4 or rewatch it. So that's what I've been doing. Kevin,
Kevin,
I've been playing a couple of games. I got back into Diablo 3 recently because they had – it's pretty much 3.5 right now. They recently released a patch that makes it fully playable again. They got rid of the stupid auction house, so now you can actually find legendary weapons and jewels and all kinds of fun stuff. So pretty much they made it playable, and it's pretty fantastic. I've been getting back into that. The expansion comes out tomorrow, which is Reaper of Souls, and I'm picking that up, so I'm looking forward to that. I've been playing Infamous Second Son on the PlayStation 4, which also is a pretty amazing game. Having some really fun, real good fun with that, and the graphics are unbelievable. It's a true next gen game. I've been playing that a lot. And then as far as reading goes, I just finished Ready Player One by Ernest Cline. If you have not read that book, if you are into games, if you're into pop culture of the 80s, if you're into pretty much anything cool in sci-fi, read that book. It's a short read, but amazing story. It's basically about it's 40 years into the future. Everyone lives on a MMO called The Oasis, and they go to school on it. They're pretty much, it's like Second Life. And the creator dies and leaves his fortune to anyone who can find his Easter eggs. And so not only is this one person looking for it, there's millions of people looking for it, including corporations. So it's just a really good story. Pick that up. I would love to see a movie version. I don't see it happening, but I mean, just Ready Player One by Ernest Cline. Other than that, that's pretty much all I've been doing.
Very awesome.
So do you have like a video on YouTube of like unboxing?
I've got a lot of videos. On my YouTube channel, if you have not heard of it, I do stupid unboxing videos, but I'm doing at least one video a week, two if I get a chance to. So subscribe to me, Kevin WK on YouTube. I just did one for Infamous where I got to wear like all kind of guyliner and look all sexy and wear this hat.
A lightning bolt shaved into your chest.
It's still there. I'm lazy. I haven't shaved the rest of it yet.
Is it itching you?
I need my spring coat.
Oh boy. So does anybody want to know what I did?
What'd you do, Jeremy?
Oh yeah, totally, bro. What's up?
I watched Spy Kids Part 3 with my son. Yeah. So that's about it. I've been real busy this week. I'm trying to get some stuff done here before Dallas Comic Con, and trying to finish up some projects. And I announced and I actually rewrote some of the the Zombie Preppers stuff. Thank you for that. I don't know why I forgot the name of it. I'm working on it. So recently, I got on Kickstarter. I got funding for a series I'm going to do on YouTube, and it's called Zombie Preppers. And if anybody is interested in seeing that, it's coming probably sooner than later. So check that out. And I rewrote some of it to make it fit into a garage instead of doing it in an office building because I could not find one to let anyone, no one would want me to film in it. So there you go. So I rewrote it a little bit. It's going to be really funny. It's going to be really great. We're going to start shooting soon.
Cool.
Well, that's
awesome,
man. So
sounds good.
Well, that's our show, everybody. Again, hit us up on Stitcher. Hit us up on iTunes. Subscribe to us. Listen to us. Love us. Share us. Twitter is at Real Talk Film. Facebook is at Real Talk Film. I am Jeremy.
I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin.
And this has been Real.
Good day, mate.
Oh, roadie.